Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome live worldwide to CUTV News Radio. From our broadcast center, this is your host, Jim Masters, once again, and we do appreciate your joining us here on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have you with us, and thank you for making us a part of your day today. It is a great day when you tune in because we always hear such wonderful feedback from our listeners across America, Canada, and the world who tell us they're always engaged by the guests and the content of our shows and the richness of the conversations that we have with our tremendous guests that we seek out and find and really showcase and celebrate here on CUTV News Radio. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at the time of this particular broadcast, and it is May 4th, 2017. This broadcast will be archived for future play. You can also hear it on iTunes and Stitcher and more. We're very excited to welcome somebody who's joining us for the very first time as a special guest expert on CUTV News Radio. Her name is Lori Fries, and she's really incredible. We were just having a conversation just prior to going live, you know, preparatory for the show here, and really, I could talk for hours with her about the fascinating work that she does. She's a Vedic astrologer, and if you're not sure what that is, we'll talk about that. You know, most of us are familiar with the daily horoscopes that you might find next to the crossword puzzle in the newspapers. And these horoscopes are based on the signs of the zodiac. But did you know that there's another type of astrology, Vedic astrology, based on the ancient Indian spiritual texts? Did you know that? She's going to tell us about that and what it's all about. It was really first discovered thousands of years ago, and when practiced properly, this form of astrology can offer profound spiritual value. She is a Vedic astrologer. She's not a fortune teller, she says. The only thing that she can tell you is what she knows from looking at the heavens at the moment of your birth. People tend to lump it with crystal balls and psychics dressed up in gowns and rings and, you know, sort of the heightened, elevated, animated versions. But what she really is truly like a scientist. I mean, that's what astrology really is. It's math and science used to extrapolate information about you. According to Lori, though, you know, we live by free will, we tend to repeat behaviors because they feel comfortable to us. And I'm not talking about going in the refrigerator for ice cream every time. There's habitual things that we do. There's repetitive things that we do for a myriad of different reasons. And that goes for life and even past lives, too. And Lori's Vedic readings start from the perspective that you are a mature soul that has lived thousands of lives. And your birth chart is literally a picture of your past before you were born. Every thought, desire, action, skill, and talent is encoded in your horoscope. Your behavior in the past is a predictor of the future. All she wants to do is really extrapolate what she sees in that chart to what might happen in the future based on your own inclinations and personalities. She was first introduced back in 1994 to this, and we'll talk about how that happened and a lot more on today's episode of CUTV News Radio. But let's welcome our very special guest expert to the broadcast live right now, Lori Fries. Lori, thank you so very much for joining us on the program today. It is a real pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
Yeah. You're having a great day?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic, fantastic. Very fascinated by the work that you do. And we were chatting a little bit prior to going on air live about it, and you were enlightening me to so many wonderful things before we went live. I love to really get a feel for the guests that we have a wonderful opportunity exclusively to feature on our broadcast series here, Lori. So I'm really intrigued by, in your own life, in your own journey, in your own path, things that have occurred to you in your own life, whether, you know, as a youngster all the way up, what inspired or directed you? What were the things in your own life that encouraged, pointed out, inspired, motivated you to want to do this amazing work that you do?
From when I was just a little girl, I was always interested in astrology, but it was just, it's just something in me. I just wanted to understand people. What makes them tick? Why do they do what they do? And why is everybody so different? So I don't know. I guess I just, it was just something always of interest to me. And my mother was too, but we were raised Baptist, you know, and we were told it wasn't good and we weren't supposed to do it. And, so I would put it away, but I just kept feeling the urge for it. I just couldn't stay away from it.
It's something that you just really discovered, I guess, at that younger age, and then really became skilled in it, and it drew you, and you're amazing at it. I'm fascinated to know the type. Is it Vedic astrologer? What? Tell us about that. I don't think people may be aware of this form of astrology and what you actually do and how it may differ from, like we said, the type of astrology you see in the newspapers or our astrological signs that we see on calendars or what have you. Tell us a little bit about this this form of work that you do and what it's all about.
Yes, well, you know, I always thought there was only one kind of astrology. It was the kind we grew up with, the Western astrology. And then I read in 1994 Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda, which is since 1946 has been a bestseller and is still taught in many colleges throughout the world, many in the United States. And there's many chapters in that book about Vedic astrology. And it's about, like, Paramahansa's teacher was saying to him, Paramahansa said, "I don't believe in astrology." And he said, "Well, a wise man," he said, "the world would be pretty chaotic if God went by our beliefs in what he put in motion." And he said, "And a wise man doesn't throw away his maps before the journey is over." And the map of astrology is what it's all about. And Vedic astrology is different from Western in that it still uses the sidereal placements of the planets. So we still use the signs of the zodiac, but we use the real positions of the signs of the zodiac. And they're based on, and I won't get into astronomy, but it's based on the precession of the equinoxes. And even, did you know that Galileo and Newton and all of those guys were astrologers, as well as physicists and astronomers? And they could tell, they would be creating charts back in the 1500s, and they could tell that something was off. Things weren't, and that was because things were changing. So Western is still doing the calculation from 2,000 years ago. And they didn't know in those days about the precession of the equinoxes. So they didn't know that they were off. And now they do, but they still do it anyway. And anyway, for me, I just saw a huge difference in my own chart that fit me so much better when I did the right calculation with the right signs of the zodiac. And I've seen it with other people too, and people have just told me. And you get so much more. It's not just this, it's not just your personality. It's things that are going to happen to you. It's just everything about you in your life. So I was sold when I read that. I knew I had to study it, and I went ahead and got my 4-year bachelor's equivalent degree from the American College of Vedic Astrology.
Now, how does it? What are some of the things, the elements, so people can identify and or relate to it? What are some cool things you were mentioning, like as far as the calendar and how it's dated differently and things of that nature, than what we're used to? Like when people say your astrological sign is starts this day and ends this day, and that makes you that sign. How does this differ from what we're accustomed to?
Right. Well, Western astrology is actually 23 days ahead of Eastern. So when you, so for instance, you know, they tell you, Western will tell you the zodiac starts on March 21st, and that's the sign of Aries, the first sign of the zodiac. And it's actually Pisces. And it doesn't start Aries until the around the 13th or 14th of April. That's the sign when Aries starts. And so that's what's so different. So most people, not only, you know, when you read the paper and it says you are such and such, what they're really saying is your sun. The sun was in a certain sign on your birthday. And so, like, Jim, do you mind if I mention yours?
Sure. Go ahead.
So Jim said that he was born on September 24th, and everybody thought that was Libra, and actually it's the sign of Virgo. So it goes back, because Libra doesn't actually start until around the 11th or so of October. And so this is a huge difference. But, you know, Jim, it's not just your sun. It's all the planets go back, and your rising sign too. And, of course, the rising sign, and this is for both types of astrology, the rising sign is the number one most important thing that distinguishes you from everybody else born on your birthday. Because think about it, in that 24-hour period of your birthday, thousands of people around the world were born, right? And they all have their planets in the same place as you, Jim. But you were born at a certain time, a certain moment in time, and that's what makes you, and of course, where you were born, but really that doesn't change as much as your time changes, because it's what sets the houses and the signs are forced to play a certain role in your life based on that rising sign. And that's why it's so important to have the, you know, the accuracy of the calculation.
And I had heard, maybe it was something that the doctor told my parents, but that when I was born, the world stopped.
Oh, that's funny.
Stopped and scratched its head, and then continued.
Oh,
that's funny. So, tell us about, like, we talk about astrology being a science.
Right.
Again, another thing that might be enlightening to our audience who might not realize that it really is. How can that be proven? What are the ways that you can share that it is with our audience, Lori?
Right, right. And that's a wonderful question, and thank you for asking that. This is a science because, number one, you have to have astronomy. You have to have astronomical ability to figure out where the planets are and were at that date. And thank heaven that we have computers, because I could never do it otherwise. It's hard enough just to analyze a person's chart after it's already been calculated, but to have to do that. And when you think of Galileo and all of these ancient astrologers, and they had to do that before they could even do a chart. And, you know, Dr. John Dee, Queen Elizabeth I's astrologer, you know, we have his birth data. He was always doing charts, too, for people. And, of course, they didn't know about the precession, so they were still using the Western calculation. But anyway, you have to have, so that's why it's a science, because you have to have that science. And the other thing is, even when you have that calculation, you're still not using psychic ability to figure out what that person is about. That's what a psychic does. And I'm not downplaying anybody that's truly psychic. It's a wonderful thing to have, and they do have wonderful insights. But I'm talking about we don't do that, and that's why it's a science. Now, there's still an art to it because there's so much complex data. You have the planets in certain signs of the zodiac. Those certain signs have their own planets. They're in certain places in your chart. Everything has to be melded together, and you have to come up with some kind of an analysis that puts that person in perspective and what they do and what kind of jobs they would be good at, their talents, what kind of relationships they're going to have, how much money they're going to make, if they're going to travel much, how big their education is going to be. You know, it's just all these kinds of things, and it shows, of course, it shows about your parents and your children and all kinds of other things. So that's why it's an art, too, but it's not psychic. Although if you were psychic, you know, that would add another dimension to it, but that's not what astrology is. It's not psychic. So does that make sense?
It does, and it's good that you explain that, because sometimes I do think that people, maybe without the knowledge, just lump it all together, psychic, astrology, fortune teller, tarot card, I mean, just everything into just one ball of wax or one tent you see in Atlantic City or something without having any real understanding of what it's all about. And it's good that you're explaining it in this way and separating that out, that it isn't the same type of thing. What makes it different from psychic? How can you explain to our audience, because you are sort of based on things that have happened before and inclinations and charts and things of that nature, you are sort of able to look towards the future, which somebody might say, well, then she must be psychic. But how do you explain that difference for the audience?
Well, it's just think about a little tiny baby, Jim, when you were born, a little tiny baby back in September 24 of whatever year it was. I won't ask you.
1992.
Oh, yeah, right.
Stick with that. Yeah. I was 92 and you were 93.
And didn't you tell me that you were 30 years in PBS? I don't think so.
Well, that again, yeah. How'd that work out? Started when
so
I was 2 on Sesame
Street. You have this little baby. You have this little baby, and you have this astrological chart for this little baby, right? And you say this little baby is going to do this and that in the world and has all these talents and can do all these things, blah, blah, blah. And you go, wait a minute, how are you getting that from a little baby that hasn't done anything yet? Right?
Yeah.
How do you get that? It's because they've lived before, and that's what it is. It's a picture. It's showing the astrologer that's been trained all the things that little baby has done in other lives. And to me, reincarnation is the only thing that explains that big question. Why is there pain and suffering in the world if God is a loving God, right? And so to me, that's what that is all about, that we did it. God gave us free will, and we did whatever we wanted, and whatever we give out comes back to us. And so the chart is a reflection of this little baby's karma or those actions that they did in the past that are going to come back in this life. And so people think, oh, yeah, I can do whatever I want. I have free will. But they really don't realize that what they do because it feels good. Why does it feel good? Because they've done it before. So that's all an astrologer does. An astrologer just makes educated guesses as to what you might do in the future, because you usually do what you did in the past. So that's what we do when we look at a chart. And the reason I call it a scientist wouldn't call it a science, because a scientist is based on the double-blind studies, right? You have to have it proven over and over with you know, a control group and all of that, right? But
right.
But astrology is based on anecdotal evidence. And I would say with Sybil Leek, who wrote a wonderful book called My Life in Astrology, and she just said, I challenge anybody that has a question about the accuracy of astrology to study it for a year and just see what they think after that. Because thousands and thousands of astrologers like me over the years have proven it over and over again. People just, you know, I'll say to them, this and this and this and this has happened in your life. And they say, yes, how did you know that? And by the way, I never even look up. I mean, now that we have computers, it's so easy. You can look up what they've done and, you know, you can look up their name and see what they've done. And I never do that. And I hope they
right.
don't tell me anything because I would rather
right.
tell them so they have confidence
exactly.
that I know what I'm doing.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And you sure do. What is some of the information, Lori, typical information that you're relaying to people? Is it similar or can it be really all over the map?
I spend a great deal of time on this. I look at every single aspect of a person's life, from their birth, what kind of a family they had, how they, you know, where you were born, what kind of a family your mother was, what kind of a person your father was, what kind of work did they do, what kind of personalities did they have. That all affects that little person so much. And so you look at that, you look at what kind of education they had, or you look at then what kind of work they would do. You can see all the talents that they have brought with them from all their lives, and they could choose so many different things, and they could be good at all of those things. But they'll look towards one thing. Like, for instance, I did this lady the other day that had immigrated here from the Ukraine, and I didn't know anything about her. She was a referral from a friend, and she, her chart just went over and over. When you see something repeated over and over, you know it's much more likely to be true. And it was over and over that she was a doctor. She had to admit she was a doctor. And
wow.
It was just obvious. It was obvious.
Yeah.
And then all the hard times that her family had had,
yeah.
you know, and all of those things were in that chart. And all I had was her name. That's all I had. I knew nothing else about her except for her, obviously, her birth data.
I would imagine just from the work that you do, even sometimes you're fascinated by some of the results and some of the things that you find out. And it must be, every day must be incredible for you because it's a new thing to experience and to discover, right?
It's true. People are the most interesting thing in the world.
Yeah.
It is true, and I'm
right.
always amazed. I am always amazed. And the stories people tell me, well, there's things you can never guess. Astrology is
right.
just basic. But, you know, people have these incredible twists and turns in their lives that nobody would ever know, you know. And it's just so fascinating to hear their stories because when people feel that someone's listening to them and I don't know anything about them and yet I can tell them about their lives, they just open up and they want to tell you. They,
yes.
they for the first time, they have somebody that has nothing, you know, doesn't know anything about them,
no
and can tell them
or, yeah.
who they are.
Yeah. Right.
So,
incredible.
It is incredible
yeah.
the stories you hear.
Now,
and I'm
client,
sure that's happened to you too, Jim.
Well, of course, every day. Every day is a new experience, and I like to learn something new and leave
right.
the room better than I found it, and encourage and inspire as much as I can and sort of pay it forward.
Right.
Your clients, how would you describe them, Lori? Do they all seem to have a common denominator, a common thread when they come to you? And when they come to you, Are they trying to figure something out about their life and explore deeper about their purpose and who they are? Or is it usually there's some strife or something going on in their life and they're trying to figure out why it's happening? Or could it be all of the above?
It is all of the above. Usually there is some crisis in their life going on, but also they just a lot of them are just coming out of curiosity. Or they really do, they don't know which direction to turn. They've got, you know, like Robert Frost, the path has diverged two ways. Which way do I go? Or they're a breakup of a marriage or who knows what. They're just, it's just so fascinating. It's so interesting. And, of course, I can't tell them. I can't tell them you have to do this or that. It's not my place to do that. All I can do is say, here are your choices, and here's what I see, and these are possibilities, but this doesn't mean you have to do this.
Right.
It's not, nobody's compelling you to do this. You know, you can choose what you want to do, but usually they choose what is the way of least resistance, again, your habits, and you don't even realize that you're going with your habits.
Exactly. We only have a little over 3 minutes. I can't believe
I know.
It. But it's so fast. It's such a great conversation. But real quick, I just want to make mention to the audience, you'll be back with us next week as well, and we look forward to that. And people can go to your website, lauriefreeze.com, and that's LaurieFreeze.com. Again, that's lauriefreeze.com. In the remaining maybe 2 minutes or so we have, do you have a quick success story you could share with us, Lori?
Oh, you know, recently I had a girl come in, and she was a referral for someone else, and again, I didn't know her, but it was her birthday, and she said, you know, I really want to know if I'm going to get married. I've been with this guy, and I really love him, and he loves me, but he's never popped the question, am I going to get married? And that's another kind of chart we do. It's a yearly birthday chart. It's a birthday reading just for that year. And in that chart, it showed at least 7 different ways that she was probably going to get married. And sure enough, she did. It was all wonderful. I was so happy for her.
That is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a good place to leave off for today's broadcast. I'll let everybody know that you'll be back on Thursday, May 11th at 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time here on CUTV News Radio Live. And it's been a real pleasure speaking with you today, Lori. And thanks for sharing all of this. We encourage, again, folks to go to lauriefreeze.com. And totally enjoyed this conversation with you. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Oh, I did. And thank you so much, Jim. And it's been lovely for me, too. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we'll chat with you again next week. Our very special guest, Vedic astrologer Lori Freeze. Thank you for joining us as well. I am Jim Masters, your host here live on CUTV News Radio. For all of us here at CUTV News, thank you so much for joining us. Stay tuned, more great shows coming up. But for now, from all of us here, have a terrific day.